Welcome in, Chase Winovich. It's a Twisted Tea Thursday on Zolak and Bertrand. Twisted Tea is more than just the original hard iced tea. It's a whole new attitude. Grab some Twisted Tea and tailgate like a pro every game. Twisted Tea, keep it twisted. Enjoy responsibly. Chase, what's going on?
What's going on? Happy Twisted Tea Thursday, everyone.
Yeah, twisties for everybody. Hey, bro, what's up with this stuff on Instagram? What's this Monster Mash thing you're pushing?
Hold on one second. Welcome back from your vacation last week. Let's address that first.
Oh, Beetle.
This is Zolak. Yes. It's the wrong guy, buddy.
Yeah, no, Zolak.
I was on vacay. Beetle was on vacay.
I was off that day.
Yeah.
So I didn't have a chance to talk to you that day. I'm sorry, Chase.
Yeah. Sorry. It's okay. I forgive you.
Thank you.
So what was your question again?
You were on Instagram jumping up and down the Monster Mash, and it looked like you had some sound ball there or something.
Pushing. First off, Monster Mash is a great song.
It is.
For that, I'd say 'tis the season. You know, the Mothman usually comes out around October, and so do great Halloween music.
Are you excited that Halloween's on a Saturday like I am? I know you got football games, but...
I have a football game the next day. Why would I be excited?
Yeah, you guys will be in a hotel room in Buffalo, I assume, on that night.
But, all right.
Hey, rock out, man. Go nuts.
Got some weirdos up there. You know that.
No comment.
All right.
That's a yes.
Somebody did reach out to me with some Mothman news in Chicago that I linked you in on Twitter. Have you heard about the recent Mothman sightings in and around the Chicago area?
Man, West Virginia to Chicago, the Windy City, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I actually haven't heard about that. Well, can you update me?
Basically, there have been multiple sightings at Chicago O'Hare. There was a baggage handler who was leaving one night, saw something 6-7 feet tall, thought was wearing an overcoat, and then thought they lifted the overcoat open, but then they appeared to be wings, and then took off running and flew over the car. And this has been, this has happened twice at the airport out there. And
I've not heard about this. It's incredible.
Up and down Lake Michigan there, like around that area. So Mothman.
I told you guys, he's alive.
I apologize.
Yeah, you don't want this thing at an airport, though.
Chase, I don't mean to sound like I'm placating you or in any way talking down to you, but you know the Mothman isn't regional. The Mothman can go wherever Mothman wants to go. It's not just West Virginia.
My question is, why would he go to the airport if he could just fly anywhere? That doesn't really make sense.
It's a great point.
Is he regulated by the U.S. government? There's
FAA.
He's registered with the FAA.
Yeah, he's got a tail number and everything.
You can track him on FlightAware. Hardy, do you want to get to your questions?
Can we do a football question first?
Can we do some football first?
I have a few questions about the last game.
Oh, we could do that. Let's start with the football questions then. Chase, based on your snap count, you had less of a role this week. What was going on?
Hey, man, you got to trust the process. That's all I'm going to say. At the end of the day, certain things are out of my control. And my job is to prepare the best that I can, and whatever it may be, it is. That's the best thing I can say about that. You just got to trust the process.
You guys are down some guys on defense, and creativity then takes over where you're going to play 6-7 DBs, and sometimes you have two down guys. And I know they kicked you down inside a little bit. What was that like as opposed to standing up? How hard is that compared to standing up on the edge as opposed to when you got to put your hand down? And you're dealing with, interior linemen.
It's a little different. It just depends on if it's a rundown, if it's a pass down. Because if it's a pass, it doesn't really matter if you're going against guards or tackles. Really, it's almost easier in some ways to go inside on pass. But, it just depends on the situation, honestly. And, and run, you got to really, really bring it because some of those boys are pretty big now. So...
Were you expecting to play more on Sunday, or did it come as a surprise to you as the game went on?
I can't really comment on that. Like I said, I'm just trusting the process, and playing for New England is obviously a huge honor. I always talk about that, and with Coach Belichick, he's an incredible coach, and he's the man with the plan. And whatever he says goes. And if he says go in the game, then I go in the game and try to give it my best effort and make, help the team win. But, I just have to wait for the time when my number's called. And that's what I'm going to continue to do. And I think any competitor got to have that attitude, and I'm going to be chomping at the bit. And there's things that maybe I don't understand, and just got to let it all work out and trust the process. Like I said.
Okay, I remember last year hanging out with your mom in a bar, and you got her a Nissan Maxima, I think. Somebody told me you drive a sports car. What kind of sports car do you drive? And it's a convertible, isn't it?
I drive a Mazda Miata, courtesy of the Mazda man. This guy I met, so he works at a Mazda dealership, but he is so into Mazdas. He literally has the domain name MazdaMan.com. And I got one for my mom, and we love the car so much. I was like, you know what? I honestly need that. And so I ended up getting it. And every day I drive to work, if it's nice out, I, you know, driving home, put the top down, listen to some good tunes, and just let the vibes roll.
What is your cutoff temperature, do you think, for the top going down on the convertible?
Probably like 15 degrees.
15?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Do bugs bounce off your forehead when your forehead's 3 inches above the windshield when it tops down?
It's pretty close. I'm worried if I get into an accident of some sort, like
decapitation.
I don't have much room for my neck to go, but
what year is the Miata? What is it? A new one?
2020. Yeah.
Okay, so it's new because you know that
I'm leasing it.
That particular car has a cult like following.
Yeah, I can see why. It's honestly, this isn't even an ad, but it's an incredible car. I have a blast. It drives like a go-kart. It's so well-balanced. It got a lot of pickup to it. I mean, it's great. And the sound system, shout out to Bose, that this also isn't an ad, but the sound system is incredible. I was with Lou Bell. He's Post Malone's producer, and we were driving last year, and he was so impressed. He texted me a few months ago, and he's just like, what was that car that we were driving that one time? Like, the sound system was crazy. So, it's funny.
He's a local guy. Quincy guy. Huh. Yeah. Anyway.
All right, you ready for the questions?
No, hold on. I got one more.
Oh,
I have one
football.
More.
This, football.
One more football one. Yeah. You had mentioned, not here, but elsewhere a couple of weeks ago, that you played a little tight end when you started your college career, right? You dabble in tight end a few years back?
Right. Early on in my college career, we had some injuries at Michigan. And Coach Harbaugh pulled me into his office, and he said, Chase, I really like your speed, and we're down a couple players. We'd love to see you at tight end. I think this would be a great move. And he listed all the people that he had worked with and some examples that obviously like lined up to like my skill set. And I was like, okay, that's great. Like, you're the man with the plan. I've always been that way. Just like, I want to get on the field whatever way I can and help us win. And, you know, I got switched literally like, practice two of spring ball. I think it was like 2015, 2016. And so I played in the spring game with actually Coach Fish.
Jed Fish.
Yeah. So it was pretty cool. I mean,
were you good at it? How do you think it went?
Tight end isn't for me. I'm pretty good at playing on defense, and that's probably where I'll reside.
Okay. But here's our plan for you. Ready? You could be the next Mike Vrabel for the Patriots. You can be like goal line tight end.
Yeah.
Of those situations where it's very specific. They can use you in a very specific role on offense.
Five attempts, touchdowns.
Have you gone to coach and told him this yet? I think you should.
See, this is where the mantra manage expectations comes in. And Mike Vrabel's, I mean, he's obviously a great football player and very versatile. And I got a long way to go before we can start making some of those comparisons, even on offense. So that's definitely keep working first. And hopefully if I do my job right on defense, maybe they'll show me some love and give me an opportunity to catch a pass or two on offense. But, hey, we'll see, man.
I'll tell you what.
Got to stay ready.
I'll tell you what. So you talk to Bill about it.
I ain't saying it.
Come on. You see him every week.
Okay.
All right. Just make a mention. Maybe we get the ball rolling on this.
He may give me that eye roll thing, though. I don't piss him off. You know,
he won't get pissed. Yeah. He loves an idea.
All right.
He loves it.
We'll try it.
Bat it around in his own mind for a little bit, and he'll think about it. All right, Chase? So if all of a sudden you're getting asked to play tight end.
Make Bill think it's his idea.
Yes.
That's the trick.
Yes. 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 Okay.
Exactly. What do you got, Hardy?
Go ahead, Hardy.
Well, first off, Chase, I did go down the Brandon Lawson rabbit hole a little bit, and a fascinating story. It would dominate the conversation here, but as instructed, I know a lot of other people looked into it too. So thank you for the heads up on that. But moving on to new topics. Here we go. Topic number one.
You're not even going to say your theory, though?
I don't think you're going to like it. I think he was hallucinating because of methamphetamine, and that he probably went missing. I do not believe law enforcement is involved in a conspiracy cover up. I think it was probably drug related, like drug dealers.
You think it was drug? So there was actually people, though.
Well, something happened to the body. They still haven't recovered the body.
That's what I mean. This is something that's pretty interesting. Well, first off, there's so much crazy information. Every like avenue that you go, there's just another rabbit hole that it leads you down. Just like the shadiness of the police department, or the fact that the sheriff's wife runs the town newspaper. So like there's like that cover up aspect, or the fact that his wife at the time was like, she was convicted for something along the lines of like lying to the government. So she's like a known, this isn't bad mouthing her. This is just, you know, a review of the evidence.
Factual.
yeah, exactly. So she's convicted for lying. So it's like, it's tough kind of knowing who to believe and how to make sense of things. But
right.
There's a technique that apparently methods do that I came across. It's like called like burrowing. And apparently people that are like really frantic and like really like scared and nervous, and like when they're on meth, they'll actually bury themselves in the ground.
Huh.
And which could explain why he wasn't found. I mean, it's kind of an interesting theory.
But they got like cadaver dogs out there and stuff. I mean, they conducted a search for him.
Yeah, the ground is pretty, I don't know if you ever pulled up a map, but it's pretty crazy.
Jesus.
And it's pretty expansive too. And the property owner was super like, oh, you can only do a search if the police are involved. And so it's like, there's a whole nother theory. It's like, what are they hiding on the property that they're so like, why can't like the family go out and look? It's just tough kind of knowing who to believe.
Chase, the guy had a warrant out for his arrest. I think he may have just, you know, gone missing and said, here's my opportunity to go. I think that's a theory, too, that deserves a little bit of thought.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, right. It's just the weirdest case, because every rabbit hole that you go down, it just is it's another theory, and everything works. Like, everything is like, okay, that makes sense. Like, you could really believe, like, five different things.
Okay, so the three new questions for this week are very simple. You can just say real or not. Okay, here we go. Loch Ness Monster.
Not real.
Not real.
Got that wrong.
That, not real. You know what? That's an upset right there. Okay,
there was new evidence. Didn't a recent picture come out of the Loch Ness Monster?
Different lake. It's in Lake George.
That was Ogopogo.
Yeah. Right.
Okay,
yeah.
JFK. One shooter or not?
I think there's multiple shooters.
Attaboy.
Multiple shooters. Finally, crop circles.
I think those are just made by farmers. Those Signs is a great movie. Great cinematography, too.
Yep.
Do you treat Signs as a documentary of sorts?
I don't. Yeah, it's a historical fiction, I'd say. That's the best way to put it.
All right, good.
All right, we got one more fun one to give you. It's the Twisted Tea question of the week. If you want to submit a question, go to 98.5thesportshub.com. It's Nick F. from Brockton sent this one in. It's a, would you rather cut your hair or get the Ohio State logo tattooed on your back?
Oh, that's a good question. All right, I want to make this clear. Under no circumstance would I ever get the Ohio State logo or tattoo on my body anywhere.
Yeah, your hair will grow back.
Yeah, my hair will grow back, even if it wouldn't. Even if I had to shave it off and keep it that way, there's no circumstance that I would get that.
That's great. I respect that.
All right, Chase, great talking to you again.
Good job, bud.
Yeah, yep, thank you, guys.
Talk to you soon.